Good morning, everybody. Mark is in the second chapter of Luke today. He's going to read 1 through 26 today. So you're going to start in verse 1 and read down through verse 26.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm making sure that...
So 1 through 26. Okay. Going to pass those days and went out of the creek.
We see now.
Yeah, I guess all the worlds we get taxed. This taxing was first made when Cyrenius, governor of Syria, all want to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth in Judea to Judea. The city of David is called Bethlehem, because he was not a household of David. Okay. Be taxed with his espoused wife, being great with child. So it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that he should be delivered. Sorry, and she brought forth his firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, laid in the manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. There was the same country shepherds abiding in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by nights. Though the angel of the Lord came upon them, the glory of the Lord shone round about them. They were sore afraid. The angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David the Savior, which is Christ the Lord. This shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in the manger." Suddenly there was with the angel of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, on earth good peace with the toil toward men." That came to pass, and the angels were gone away from them in heaven. The shepherds said one to another, "Let us now go into Bethlehem and see this thing which come to pass, the Lord hath made known us." There they came with the haste, found Mary and Joseph and they lying in a manger. When they had seen it, they made no abroad of lacteries, and all that heard and wondered at those things were told them by the shepherds. But Marcus kept all those things and pondered them secretly in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, as told her unto them. And when 8 days were accomplished, the circumcision of the child, his name is called, so named after the angel before he received them in the womb. On the days of her purification, according to the law of Moses, accomplished a bride in Jerusalem, present in the Lord. Said the law of the Lord, every male that opened the female to call the Lord and offered sacrifice according to which said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or 2 young pigeons. Behold, there was a man in Jewish Judea whose name was Simeon, the same name was just about waiting for the convoy of Israel, the Holy Ghost upon him. It was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost, he should not see death, but he had seen the Lord Christ, and came by the Spirit in the temple. The parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom law. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just 26.
Yeah,
that is. All right, well, tomorrow, Mark, you'll be reading 27 down through the end of the chapter, okay? Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it said save file failed. Going on now. Somebody had to blurt in. I don't know this. I don't know. Oh, I see what it